CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 25th of December. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The main news items. Coronation of King Charles III. RSGB elections. New edition of Radcom Plus released. Season's greetings to all our listeners. Today's GB2RS news script is the last one of 2022. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the newsreaders who read the news on a variety of platforms for their service to their fellow amateurs throughout the year. We'd also like to remind amateurs that there is a long-standing convention to listen for news broadcasts on Sundays before transmitting to allow news reading to go ahead without interference. Thank you to all those who listen on Sunday mornings and the other times that the news is read, to those who call in afterwards to speak to the news readers, and to everyone who listens via various platforms. Please note, there will be no script prepared for broadcast on Sunday the 1st of January 2023, due to the RSGB headquarters being closed from 12:30pm on Friday the 23rd until 8:30am on Tuesday the 3rd of January. Newsreaders may choose to run a net at their normal transmission time, but under their own call sign only. Sean and I expect to be on air as usual. The RSGB is making plans to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III and the Queen Consort in May 2023. The coronation theme is looking towards the future while being rooted in our traditions, which the Society would like to incorporate in its celebrations. The UK has an ancient chain of fire-based beacons, and the RSGB is considering ways that these might be used in the plans. As well as organising events for radio amateurs, this is a great opportunity to demonstrate amateur radio to the public and to gain publicity in the media. If you have any thoughts about how to use the fire beacon chain, or if you have ideas for activities on the coronation theme that could be used as outreach to the public, please contact the RSGB coronation lead, Alan Messenger, G0TLK, on special.projects@rsgb.org.uk. Are you keen to see amateur radio thrive? Do you have the time and enthusiasm to support other radio amateurs and to help shape the RSGB of the future? If so, you still have the opportunity to be nominated in the RSGB elections. This year there are 9 roles to be filled, and the results will be announced at the Society's AGM in April 2023. An explanation of how to apply for the nominated board director process, as well as the candidate packs and forms for president, elected board director, and regional representative, are all on the Society's website. The deadline for the nominated board director role is the 3rd of January 2023, whilst the closing date for other roles is the 31st of January 2023. Find out more at rsgb.org/election. The RSGB is pleased to announce that a new edition of Radcom Plus, Volume 7, Issue 1, is out now. Radcom Plus is the RSGB's digital technical supplement, and RSGB members can read it in HTML5 flipbook, PDF and EPUB formats. This issue contains almost 40 pages, including an article on an active dipole antenna, and another on the construction of a portable dish for operating on the 23 and 13 centimeter bands. Radcom Plus can be accessed via www.rsgb.org/radcom-plus. The RSGB is releasing three more 2022 convention videos between Christmas and New Year to give radio amateurs some great content to watch during the festive season. Dr. Colin Forsyth from UCL's Mullard Space Science Laboratory gives a fascinating presentation about space weather, whilst Professor Norman Billingham, M0EBI, talks about plastics for the radio amateur. Jim Bacon, G3YLA, reviews what the 2020s have told us about sporadic E. The presentations will be published on three separate days, so if you subscribe to the RSGB YouTube channel, you will know when they're available. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB. And now for details of rallies and events. The Yeovil Amateur Radio Club Rally will be held on Thursday, the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, Yeovil, Somerset. Postcode Bravo Alpha 22, 7 Quebec X-Ray. Doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and admission is £3. Free parking is available. The event will include bring and buy as well as 20 tables for traders. For more information, contact Bob on 01963-440-167. Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Rally will be held on Sunday the 29th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin. Postcode Lima November 83 Hotel Tango. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and entry is £2. Refreshments available on site and talking is available on 145.375 MHz. For more information, email Graham via contact at mike1deltahotelvictor.co.uk. And the Canvey Rally will be held on the 5th of February at Cornelius Vermoden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey, Essex, postcode Sierra Sierra 8, 9 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity with plenty of traders and an indoor boot sale. Hot food and drinks will be available. Contact Sierra Echo Alpha Romeo Sierra dot inquiries at gmail.com for further information. Now the special event news. To celebrate the festive season, the Market Reef DX Association in Finland will be using the special call sign Oscar Golf 1 X-Ray Mike Alpha Sierra. The team will be active on all bands and modes until Friday the 26th of December, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Log, or directly to OH1NOA. Special call sign Papa Delta 22 Sierra Alpha November Tango Alpha will be active from the Netherlands until the 31st of December in celebration of the holiday season. QSL cards will not be issued, but a certificate will be available for download. Celebrating the 15th anniversary of Summits on the Air France, special call sign Tango Mike 15 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha will be active until the 30th of December, QSL via EQSL. Throughout 2022, the BBC Amateur Radio Group has been celebrating the centenary of British broadcasting using the call sign Golf Bravo 100 Bravo Bravo Charlie. There's still time to catch the station on air, with the final day of operation being New Year's Eve. Between Christmas and the New Year, operation will take place from the club headquarters shack located on the top floor of BBC Broadcasting House in central London. The team hopes to work as many stations as possible to wrap up the year of special activity. Throughout the month of January 2023, Western Supermare Radio Society will be operating Golf Bravo 4 Whiskey Sierra Mike in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Society's formation on the 3rd of January 1923. Now the DX News. Leicester W8YCM will be active as Whiskey 8 Yankee Charlie Mike / 6 Yankee from Jamaica, NA097, until January 2023, QSL Direct via his home call. Andre ON7YK will be active in Bijelo, Gambia, until the 24th of February 2023. He's available as Charlie 5 Yankee Kilo on the 2017, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital modes, QSL via EQSL, Logbook of the World, or direct to his home call sign. Gerard F2JD will be active as Hotel Romeo 5 / Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras until the 13th of March 2023. He'll be operating using CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon began on Thursday the 1st of December. The contest will run until the 31st of January 2023. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report and locator. On Monday the 26th of December, the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club Christmas Contest runs from 08:30 to 1100 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. German stations also send their district or non-member code. Also on Monday, the 26th of December, the 50 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. It's not a contest, but the Worked All Britain Christmas Party runs from Monday the 26th of December to Friday the 6th of January. Using all bands and modes, the exchange is your Worked All Britain book number. On Tuesday the 27th of December, the 70 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 28th of December, the 144 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 29th of December, the 432 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 22nd of December 2022. The solar flux index stayed around 150 over the last week, bringing some choice DX to the higher HF bands. However, solar flares continue to plague us, bringing short-lived band fade-outs at times. These have all been moderate C and M class flares. It's uncertain as to whether or not there will be an X class flare soon. Meanwhile, try and work some Arctic Circle DX. Santa's broadcasting arm, Santa Radio, Oscar Foxtrot 9 X-Ray will be active again on all amateur bands using CW, SSB and digital modes until the end of the year. On any band from 10 megs up, it should be fine to make contact with OF9X during the day, with 80 meters and 40 meters being ideal for a nighttime contact. The DX cluster is probably the best way to find out where they are operating. NOAA predicts that the solar flux may decline slightly over the next week, perhaps going down to 125. But then it should rebound, maybe making it to 160 by the first week of January. Unfortunately, solarham.com is currently offline. K Kevin, VE3EN, who produces the site, says that hopefully this downtime will be short-lived. Keep an eye on the URL as it remains one of the most useful sites for radio amateurs. Another VHF and up propagation news. There will be a very unsettled flavour to the Christmas propagation weather, with many lows tracking across the country into the new year. There will be spells of strong winds to provide a few nail-biting moments for antennas, but the main theme is for bands of rain and heavy showers. These will be capable of producing some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands on most days in one part of the country or another. Cold air will be present at times to give some snow scatter in places, though primarily over northern Britain. The chances of traditional high-pressure systems bringing some festive tropo are very low indeed, with the nearest high displaced well away over southeast Europe. The solar conditions will doubtless be worth considering as a possible indicator of auroral propagation if the KP index rises above about 5 or 6. Midwinter sporadic E can surprise us over the period from now to roughly mid-January. A good example was shown on the Dourbe Ionosonde on Monday the 19th of December, when the sporadic E critical frequency reached 5.45 megs at 2300 UTC and coincided with a jet stream nearby. There'll be plenty of jet stream activity, so it's well worth checking the clusters. Don't be too fixed upon the usual times for sporadic E, since these events tend to be driven by the timing of significant weather features. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, the Leonis Minerids are still active, but past their maximum, so we await the quadrantids to peak with a zenithal hourly rate of around 120 between the 3rd and 4th of January. Unlike other meteor showers that tend to stay at their peak for about 2 days, the peak period of the quadrantids lasts only a few hours. Moon declination is rising, so moon windows will continue to lengthen, the zenith angles increase, while EMA path losses increase after Christmas Eve's perigee. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. In the southwest, on Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a net on 144.330 megs USB at 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 megs at 8 p.m. and 70.425 megs at 9 p.m. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of each month at 7:30 p.m. at America Hall, Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter, postcode Echo X-ray 4, 8 Papa X-ray. Isle of Avalon Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesday from 8 p.m. On Thursdays, the net is on 28.405 megs, upper sideband, from 8 p.m. Contact is Matt on 0730-554-9614. Next Sunday, that's the 1st of January, Riviera Amateur Radio Club has a C4FM net via GB7TQ at 8 p.m. On Monday the 2nd of January, Western Supermare Radio Society is having a special meeting to celebrate its 100th anniversary. The Society is extending an invitation to anyone with an interest in amateur radio to join it to help celebrate this special occasion at the Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road, from 7:30 p.m. The Society also has a net on Thursdays from 8 p.m. via GB3WB. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be holding its Christmas Rally at Davis Hall, West Camel, Yeovil, Somerset. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. Entry is £3. Contact is via secretary at yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. In Wales, Bury Amateur Radio Society will have a club net at 8 p.m. on 144.550 megs on Wednesday. Friday sees a Zoom meeting hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, on 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth on 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club is holding a meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Contacts is via Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. Contact is via www.gw4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-us. And Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has informal nets every day on 145.575 megs FM at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's also a daily net around 1960 kHz at 11:30 a.m. There will be a net on 144.550 megs AM from 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne 2E1GKY on 01242-699-595. Join the day. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, have a Merry Christmas, 7-3, and a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.